Hello and welcome to this, our service from the Church of the Epiphany for May 21st, 2023. There are three flower dedications this week. The flowers in the sanctuary are to the glory of God and in loving memory of a dear husband and father, Don Hawkins, given by Carol Hawkins and family. And the flowers in the sanctuary today are to the glory of God and in loving memory of a dear father, Maurice Delves, given by daughter Gail Reese and family. And the flowers in the sanctuary are dedicated to the glory of God in memory of Don Rake, loving husband of Marion Rake. And thank you to Reverend Peter for preaching at the 11 a.m. service this week. We raised $1,000 at our garage and bake sale. Baking brought in $400, so thanks to all the bakers. Trivia night for risers for the hall. Raised $1,700. Thank you to everyone. And the Masons are visiting next Sunday. So come on out. They're bringing lunch for us after church. Penny Social this Friday, May 26th. The doors open at 6:30. The drawing for prizes starts at 7:30. Come on out, even if you've never been. And buy a $5 envelope of penny tickets. Put them on the prizes that catch your fancy and see if you win. We're looking forward to our Epiphany Emporium Crafters Show and Sale June 17th. Sandra has mint smoothies. Write down the Jeremy Smith concert July 30th. Craft Club is the third Saturday of every month. It was this Saturday coming up. Please remember our food cupboard and save your canceled stamps, empty drink containers. Check out our website and our Facebook. If you wish, our regular weekly donations or special donations may be sent to our envelope secretary, and Barb's address and phone number are in this email. And now the opening of worship. Living and gracious God, through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, you've brought us out to a spacious place where we are called to live as those redeemed. Empower us by your Spirit to keep your commandments, that we may show forth your love in a gentle word and reverent deed to all your people. Amen. And a thematic prayer for this week. Creator of the universe, you made the world in beauty and restored all things in glory. Through the victory of Jesus Christ, we pray that whenever your image is still disfigured by poverty, sickness, selfishness, war, and greed, the new creation in Jesus Christ may appear in justice, love, and peace to the glory of your name. Amen. Our scripture reading for this week is from John 17. After Jesus had spoken these words, he looked up to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come to glorify your Son, so that the Son may glorify you. Since you have given him authority over all people to give eternal life to those whom you have given, and this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. So now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed. I have made known your name, known to those you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have received them, and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I'm not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now, I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one, as we are one. And now a reflection. A sermon. Well, in one of his writings, Thomas Carlyle told of a boy who went to a fancy dinner. In the midst of the meal, he got a piece of hot potato in his mouth. Much to the embarrassment of all the dinner guests, he spit the piece of potato out and put it back on his plate. Then he looked around at the shocked faces and said, "You know, there's many a fool that would have tried to swallow that." Wisdom is worth a lot. And today's reading is about wisdom. Listen to the words. Jesus says, he's speaking to God, and he says, "And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world. Protect them. Protect us in this world." Like a story, a man was being tailgated by a stressed-out woman on a busy street, and suddenly the light turned yellow, and though he could have run through it, he chose not to. The tailgating woman, who was all set to run it behind him, missed his rear end by a matter of inches, screeching to a stop. She jerked forward in her seat. Figuratively, she hit the roof. Literally, she hit the horn. Rolling down the window, she screamed and gestured until an officer approached her mid-rant. The officer asked to see her license and registration. When he returned, she'd calmed down enough to ask why she was being pulled over. "Well," said the officer, "when I pulled up behind you, blowing your horn and screaming, I paused to read your bumper stickers. God loves you, and so do I. Honk, if you love Jesus. So you can understand why I assumed you had stolen the car." Protect us in this world. So, and then Jesus says again, "And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, so they may be one as we are one." Oneness is the goal. A Canadian draws cartoons called Pot Shots. There's two people with walking sticks in hand, climbing a mountain in knee-deep snow, and the caption reads, "Keep climbing upwards. You may never reach the top, but it's definitely in that direction." Well, according to today's reading, our goal, our summit, is unity, oneness. We have to continue to work toward unity and understanding between each other, between cultures, between faiths. We may never reach it, but by working toward it, at least we know we'll be going in the right direction. Back to the scripture. There's the line, "But they are in the world." We have to live in the world. But that's a good thing. If we are living in the world, it's because we all have work to do on earth, the work of love. And each of our individual skills is used for good by God. Like a story, idlers of a seacoast town were watching a village smith one day as he worked on wrought iron, and he was making a great chain. And behind his back, they were saying, "Why does he work so hard on a chain, such an ordinary thing as a chain?" But the old craftsman knew only one way to do something, his best effort. So he was ignoring them, as if he hadn't heard them at all. Eventually, that chain was attached to a great anchor on the deck of an ocean vessel. And for months, it was never put to use. But one day, the vessel was disabled by a breakdown in its steering while nearing the coast in a storm. The only a secure anchorage, could prevent the ship from being driven onto the rocky coast. Thus, the fate of the ship and hundreds of passengers depended on each link in that chain. No one knew the care and skill that had been lavished on each link of that chain by an obscure smith who was only doing his best. The chain held. Both the ship and its passengers and crew were saved. The blacksmith saved the day. It's like us. We just need to do our best every single day for love. So the reading goes on. "But they are in the world. Protect them. Protect us." Ivan endured the horrors of the Soviet prison camp. And one day, he's praying with his eyes closed, when another prisoner says to him, "Prayers won't help you get out of here any faster." Opening his eyes, Ivan answers, "I do not pray to get out of prison, but I do pray to do the will of God." They're in the world. Protect them. We are asking all the time, "Help us to do what you need us to do, Lord." That is our prayer for love. Our reading says, "And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world. Protect them, so that they may be one as we are one." At a fair, long ago, a lot of spectators gathered for an old-fashioned horse pull. The grand champion horse pulled a sled with 4,500 pounds. The runner was close, 4,400-pound pull. Separately, they totaled nearly 9,000 pounds when the hitch team of the winning horses were put together. They pulled 12,000 pounds, three times what either of them could pull alone. Imagine the powerful force we could exert as a congregation, as a denomination, as the church in the world, as a group of people of faith, when we pull together as a team. And now our hymn. And now the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended the dead. The third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, the life everlasting. Amen. And our prayers this week. O God, your Son remained with his disciples after his resurrection, teaching them to love all people as neighbors. As his disciples in this age, we offer our prayers on behalf of the universe in which we are privileged to live, and our neighbors with whom we share it. Our prayers are asked for Linda, Sarah Jane, Linda, Sharon, Philip, Jackie, Cam, Janice, Darren, Roland, Helen, Debbie, Garfield, Eunice, Connie, Jack, and Julie, Gus, Jay, Maddox, Randy, Shelley, Martin, Sharon, Ann, Marcel, Tara, Jeff, Nicole, and Shelley, Joel, Melanie, Marlene, and Pam, Ella, Kiana, Nancy, Donna, Jamie, Diane, Norma, Dave, Peter, and Dan, Marilyn, Val, Karen, Bill, Sheila, Jessica, Sonia, and Jamie, Alan, Dory, Belinda, Kim, Ross, Francis, Bill, and Jeff, and Jean. And we pray for Bev Black and all who mourn her passing, especially Dory and all her family. Open our hearts to your power, moving around us, between us, and within us, until your glory is revealed in our love of both friend and enemy, in communities transformed by justice, compassion, and in healing of all that is broken. Amen. And as our Savior taught us, let us pray. O God, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Glory to God, whose power, working in us, can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. Our prayer based upon Scripture for today. O God of glory, your Son Jesus Christ suffered for us and ascended to your right hand. Unite us with Christ and each other in suffering and in joy, that all your children may be drawn into your bountiful dwelling. Amen. And this is our blessing from the Book of Common Prayer. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen. Thank you for worshiping with us this week. It's always a delight to hear from you. And now, our parting blessing song.
May God's blessings surround